is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang, and we're very pleased to be joined by Blaine Holt, retired U.S. Air Force General, served as Deputy Military Representative to NATO. Blaine Holt is accustomed to the Sun Tzu quote, "You don't defeat the enemy, you defend the enemy, you defeat the enemy's strategy." So we turn to the events of these last hours and the attack on Israel launched by Iran. Blaine, a very good evening to you. The news that came in yesterday, and we were intended to know it, is that the president of Iran, Raisi, called Moscow and spoke with Vladimir Putin. At the same time, we had remarks by Wang Yi, the foreign minister of the People's Republic of China, saying that he condemned the attack, but at the same time he believed Iran could manage the turmoil. These remarks suggest that Iran is not a lone actor. What were your first thoughts when you heard about the operation, the incoming? Good evening to you, General.
Good evening to you both. My first thoughts went immediately to questioning where this confidence was coming from the Ayatollah and the regime in Iran. They know full well that their military and their capabilities are vastly inferior to Israel when you match them up. But they also know, even in this era where you've got diplomacy that looks like it's trying to straddle the fence, or American foreign policy that's trying to straddle the fence, and there's some daylight between the United States and Israel, Iran always makes the assumption that when storms come, the United States will stand with shoulder to shoulder with Israel. So where was that confidence from? And I think you nailed it right at the beginning of this conversation, John, which is we can and we should consider that Iran is in a full alliance with Russia and with China.
Gordon, you have a question for the general.
General, there was about 320 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles that Iran threw at Israel on Saturday. Israel shot down almost all of them, with some help from the United States and Jordan. Were you surprised that the our kill rate was so high in intercepting the drones and the missiles? And the second question would be, I don't want to ask you two questions, but I'm just so interested in this. Are we running out of missiles and anti-aircraft and all sorts of defenses as the Iranians could throw even more stuff at us?
You know, you just nailed it right there. I was surprised at the kill rate, quite honestly. But the worry that I had, you know, I used to run logistics for the Defense Department for the European Theater. This Israel was in my portfolio. And the worry that I've had from those days to now has been people will perceive that they're watching a technology war like we saw with jets and air defense systems killing inbound shapes and missiles coming in. What I see is the logistics war, and I think that's what we should really be concerned about. The depletion of air defense missiles, which are finite and can only be produced at such a rate, when you swarm with that many shapes, and let's be honest, we're talking millions of dollars of weapons being thrown at billions of dollars of weapons, that math doesn't hold in a sustainable way, and it's going to shape the events that we see going forward. What I was most taken with in a positive way was that a five-country coalition came together within hours. Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the UK, Israel, and Egypt, and moved right to an orchestration of an aerial war against this onslaught, and had such a high rate of success. That is a feather. That alone should serve as a deterrent to Iran. I'm not sure that it will. And then Iran's failure rate on launch. Iran had dreams that night of putting 700 objects at Israel. And what I mean by objects is ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and then the drones, which were much slower.
I'm glad you mentioned the failure rate, because that's just anecdotal so far, Blaine. But what I've been told is that a number of failures on the pad in Iran, a large number. There's also a report that People's Republic of China has been supplying some aspect of weaponry to Russia. There's also a report that perhaps one or more of the missiles launched from Iran were from the North Korean arsenal. All of this is fog of war. We're dealing with an alliance or an axis of powers that are using missiles now to probe us. What are they learning, Blaine? Because you're taught to think like the enemy as well as the adversary, as well as the protagonist.
Well, I think what Iran's learning is that coalition that was brought together so quickly comes from years and years of training and interactions at the military officer level. So when we get to the very top levels of leadership, they may perceive weakness that actually at the tactical level does not exist. When you talk about the practitioners and the profession of arms, the colonels, the lieutenant colonels, the senior NCOs, in the West, they are as every bit as capable as they were years ago. And so if American foreign policy is weak, and we have seen that it has been that way since Kabul, it can give the enemy, and let's just be very clear, North Korea, Russia, China, and Iran are in some form of an alliance. It can give them the false perception that they have opportunities that don't really exist. What I am concerned about next is how much daylight between United States foreign policy and the Israelis will exist when Israel inevitably responds to this attack, and I do believe that they will.
So divide and intimidate. Gordon, you have a question.
Blaine, does Israel have the industrial capacity to resupply, and do we have the capacity to, where it's possible, resupply the Israelis?
Yeah, so we have plans on the books to resupply the Israelis, but none of those plans had encountered that we would have a Ukraine at the exact same time that had gone on for 2 years, which means that that's not catastrophic, but it is a logistics war at this point. And so what that means is your strategy has to shift to move the enemy to a place that denies them the ability to take down your logistics this way. So if it was just a linear relationship of, you're running out of missiles and now I own you, or you're running out of supplies and now I own you, because Israel does not have a wartime industrial complex. So then that means that other forms of weaponry, which I don't think that we have seen in play yet, are going to be unveiled. We could see space weapons. We could see cyber weapons that we don't even know exist are in play. And that's why I think that Iran is going to find themselves off balance, because the Israelis cannot fight them in I'll just keep getting missiles and I'll stave you off. That actually won't work. So I thought it was very curious when the administration said, hey, Israel, take the win. You don't win on defense. You actually win on offense, as it turns out.
We have less than a minute, Blaine, so the proportionate response, what does that sound like to you?
So a proportionate response seems to be all the rage to talk about, and it's such a confused term because it's portrayed in the media that a proportionate response is within the law of armed conflict. It's misinterpreted. What won't happen here is a proportionate response. You're not going to see Israel launch 300 missiles at Iran. What you will see is a disproportionate response if they follow a path towards victory and deterrence. They're going to really load up on the Iranians in a multitude of ways, including ways that we can't see that are cyber and other methods.
General Blaine Holt, U.S. Air Force retired, Gordon Chang. I'm John Bennett.